From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a plan to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of other refugees would be spread out evenly across the EU. Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and border warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan, though, denies his government is supporting rebels of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
My purpose in appearing before you today is to assert that in my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims.
That genocide declaration Thursday means the United States could prosecute any Islamic State member in the U.S., but it does not obligate any specific action against the extremist group. The Islamic State group has lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. That's according to the monitoring group IHS James. Top U.S. defense officials say Russia's military intervention in Syria failed to achieve its stated goals and likely lowered Russia's standing in the region. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday Russia prolonged the Syrian civil war and failed to focus its fight on the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. It's a move that was immediately rejected by both the Syrian government and the main opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition. Edward Uranian reports.
In the wake of Wednesday's declaration of autonomy, Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani told Arab media that he believes the historic map of the region, inherited from the 1915 Sykes-Picot Agreement between France and Britain, has finally disintegrated. He says that the reality on the ground is that borders have changed and that world powers need to take that into consideration and redraw those borders to coincide with reality. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
North Korea has fired another ballistic missile just days after the United States imposed new sanctions on the North. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile flew 800 kilometers before crashing into the sea Friday. Saudi Arabia says it is ending its major combat operations in Yemen. The announcement comes a year after Saudi coalition launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. A Saudi military spokesman says the coalition will continue providing air support for Yemeni forces and help build an army. Morocco has ordered 84 United Nations peacekeepers out of Western Sahara. It took the move after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the Moroccan presence in the territory an occupation. Morocco considers the area as part of its territory and accuses Mr. Ban of failing to be neutral on the matter. The foreign ministry has given the UN mission 3 days to withdraw 84 members, calling its decision irreversible. A human rights group is calling on U.S. President Barack Obama to press the Castro government to implement concrete measures to end repression. Mr. Obama plans to visit Cuba next week. Human Rights Watch America's director, Jose Miguel Vivanco, said the president's message on human rights needs to be forceful and specific. The governor of the U.S. state of Michigan and the country's top environmental official took blame Thursday for the toxic water crisis in Flint, Michigan. The tainted water has left many children in that town with high levels of lead in their bloodstreams. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder told a contentious congressional hearing in Washington that the crisis presents a failure of government at all levels, local, state, and federal. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day Thursday higher. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.